Hello, everyone. I'm Amy Fitzgerald, editorial director of Carol Rhoda Books and Carol Rhoda Lab at Lerner Publishing Group. It is 2021 somehow, and I'm really excited to tell you about the middle grade and YA novels that we'll be publishing this fall. Eighth Grade Versus the Machines is a middle grade sci-fi adventure following the students on a public school spaceship, the PSS 118, as they try to save the rest of humanity from hostile aliens. It's the sequel to Seventh Grade Versus the Galaxy, which introduced Jack, his friends Ari and Becca, their cantankerous but faithful school ship, and their nemesis, the sinister Elvidians. In the second installment of the saga, their mission is further complicated by a robot civil war and the possibility that there's a traitor among the student body. I really love that the story explores questions of loyalty and trust that test and build on the friendships that were formed in the first book, while still bringing readers on another fun and page-turning journey. In Eddie Whatever by Lois Ruby, we meet 13-year-old Eddie, who has to do a service project for his bar mitzvah and finds himself, against his will and his better judgment, volunteering at a retirement home, where the seniors call him Eddie Whatever so they don't have to remember his last name. He expects to be super bored the whole time, but immediately the seniors bring chaos and intrigue into his life. They're funny and cranky and dramatic. With mysterious pasts and perplexing problems in their present, Eddie has to deal with everything from rumors of a vengeful ghost to residents' prized possessions going missing. And when someone frames him as the thief, threatening to get him banned from the retirement home, he realizes just how much these folks have come to mean to him and how far he'll go to do right by them. This is a charming and mostly lighthearted story with threads of deep compassion running through it. And I love that it shows such warm intergenerational friendships while still also being full of whimsy and suspense. Aftermath by debut author Emily Barth Isler is a profoundly kind and compassionate story about dealing with different types of loss. It's about 12-year-old Lucy, whose little brother has just died of a lifelong heart defect and whose family has moved to a new town. Lucy's nervous about being the new kid at school, especially because 4 years ago, the kids in her grade survived a school shooting, and they're still impacted and bonded by this experience in a way that Lucy isn't sure how to navigate as an outsider. Normally, she finds solace in her love of math, with its precision and its specific answers, but that's just not cutting it at this point. What does help is an after-school mime class that teaches her new ways of expressing herself and communicating. She starts to connect with her classmates, process her own loss, and better understand how grief and love can exist side by side. In writing this book, the author consulted numerous mental health professionals, as well as people within the communities of gun violence survivors and gun violence prevention advocates. She's crafted a lovely, sensitive story that's about making space for hard realities and emotional burdens and being there for others who are going through difficult times. In Marsha Argueta Mikkelsen's young adult novel, Where I Belong, Guatemalan American high school senior Millie has always been an overachiever. Good student, helpful daughter, dedicated quasi-parent to her younger siblings, but one thing she doesn't want to be is an activist. The novel is set in 2018, when Americans are just beginning to learn about conditions for refugees being held at the US-Mexico border, and when national midterm election campaigns are in full swing. Millie's mom works as a housekeeper and nanny for US Senate candidate Charles Wheeler, and Millie's family gets thrust into the spotlight when Wheeler mentions them as examples of hardworking, quote-unquote, deserving immigrants during a campaign speech. Millie's furious, not just because her family is suddenly being scrutinized and targeted by racists, but because she doesn't want to be some poster child of immigrant worthiness. She's already under enough pressure, and now her life is getting even more complicated, especially because Wheeler's son, Charlie, really wants to be her friend. I love this book because Millie gets to be angry, she gets to be conflicted, she gets to resent the well-intentioned white people in her life and the pressure from all sides to become the face of a cause she didn't personally sign up for. And along with all that, she's also able to find fulfillment in her relationships and grow into a new sense of who she is and what she wants to stand for. Just Ash, a young adult novel by debut author Sol Santana, is about high school junior Ash Bishop. Ash has always been clear on who he is. He's a resident of Salem, Massachusetts, a descendant of one of the women executed in Salem's infamous witch trials, a passionate soccer player. He also knows he's intersex, meaning he has some female and some male anatomy, but that's never been a big deal until he suddenly gets his period in front of the whole guy's soccer team, and his emotionally abusive parents decide that must mean he's actually a girl. When they won't listen to him or let him affirm his own identity, he has to seek out understanding and acceptance outside his family and his hometown. The author is herself intersex and did a tremendous amount of research for this story to make sure she depicted Ash's particular intersex condition accurately. I learned so much when I was editing this book. There simply aren't that many books about intersex kids, even though being intersex is roughly as common as having red hair. This is definitely a story that made me cry and made me agonize over the ways Ash is dismissed and diminished by the adults trying to control him. But it's ultimately a story of empowerment and of chosen family and of a young man who claims his own identity. These books will be available in fall of 2021, and I hope you'll keep an eye out for them. Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.